I was born on Belshaw Place in Cabbage Town. The street's not there anymore. It disappeared when they built Regent Park in the 50s. I studied at the University of Toronto and went to Osgoode Hall, but I wasn't sure I wanted to be a lawyer. So I got a job as a junior reporter at the Toronto Star newspaper, where I met some really interesting people. Gordon Sinclair and the American fellow Ernest Hemingway, who encouraged me to be a writer. So I worked at it and had my first novel published in 1928. It was called Strange Fugitive. I signed up with a New York agent and set sail for Europe with my new wife. Paris was where all the writers were living, and it was an exciting place at an exciting time. I met writers like James Joyce from Ireland and F. Scott Fitzgerald. His wife, Zelda, was a very interesting lady. Of course, I renewed my friendship with Ernest Hemingway, but we had some problems. See, we were fooling around in a boxing match and I knocked him out. He never liked me much after that. During the 30s, I wrote 6 books, and when the war came along, I went back to newspaper and radio writing to support my wife and our 2 boys. In 1963, I wrote about the time we were in Paris, 35 years before. It was called That Summer in Paris, and I'm proud to say it was well received. I was honored to receive the Order of Canada in 1982.